now on efforts to develop a long-term preventative HIV vaccine. We've got new research focusing on some trials which have begun in South Africa. We can speak to Blythe Adamson of the University of Washington, who's co-author of the report into that research. Just tell us a little bit more about it and well, what's new? What's happened?
Yes, thank you. The largest and most advanced HIV vaccine clinical trial to take place in South Africa is currently enrolling more than 5,000 men and women. And so it's probably going to take 5 doses of a HIV vaccine over a 1 year for a complete series of the vaccine. And in this study, we're looking at what the trade-offs would be between the high upfront cost of protecting everyone right away with a vaccine versus spreading those costs out over time and sacrificing some of the benefits of protecting a large proportion of the population early on.
What have we got in terms of its effectiveness?
So with this vaccine trial, we're estimating about 50% efficacy. So it would reduce the likelihood of infection by 50%.
Forgive my ignorance. Is 50% efficacy, is that good, bad, or average?
Well, I would say it's modest. And Dobromir Dimitrov at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center has done interesting studies before, looking at whether or not it would even be worth it to implement a modestly effective HIV vaccine or wait around for the perfect one. And he found that even a partially effective HIV vaccine could have a huge impact on slowing the HIV epidemic and really pushing us towards eradication.
So we're at the stage of we've had animal tests and we got human trials. What happens next?
Yes, so this trial is powered and large enough to show safety and efficacy. And once we have the results in 2020, it will be available for the South African Regulatory Board to, do approvals and assess this for delivery. And so the novel contributions that are coming out now are really looking at, you know, the value of an HIV vaccine depends not just on how effective it is in a perfectly controlled randomized trial, but the real world value is also going to depend on the way that governments decide to introduce and deliver it, whether through mass campaigns or through a slower continuous delivery in clinics.
And just to be clear here, we're not talking about some sort of lifelong antiviral treatment. We're talking about a proper vaccine.
Exactly, yes. So it wouldn't be a therapeutic vaccine to treat people living with HIV, but rather to protect people and prevent new infections from occurring.
Isn't there something like this already around, already being delivered in the form of pills? I think I've heard something like that.
Yes. So pre-exposure prophylaxis right now is available as a daily oral pill that people can take. Depending on the country that you live in, the cost can be very high. And we're seeing that adherence, so the ability for a person to take a pill every single day, is one of the barriers that's holding pre-exposure prophylaxis from really being effective, as effective as it could be.
Thanks a lot for that. Thanks for also making it very clear, which on sometimes these scientific stories can be quite complicated. Very clear for our listeners. So thanks a lot. Blythe Adamson of the University of Washington.
Nice.
All right.